Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Book of Simps.
Author Ronald Roden II takes you on a hilarious and eye-opening journey through history's most notorious cases of love-struck foolishness in his book, The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available on Amazon. From ancient rulers who crumbled for a pretty face to warriors who traded power for passion, this book reveals the shocking truth. Simping has always been a thing. Some men have lost entire kingdoms just to impress a woman. So how do you know if you might be a simp? Find out when you read The Book of Simps, a biblical guide to love, loss, and learning from the down bad. Available right now on Amazon.
And now on with the memes. Number one, here's an older article from the Muffington Post, but it still checks out, saying that when men work long hours, their women pay the price. That women spend more time multitasking on household chores when a man works more than 50 hours a week. If he didn't work that much, then she'd probably leave him for being lazy. Men can't win either way. Men are overworked, women are most affected. In reality, here's a woman posting how her husband is working too much while there's a sink full of dishes. Moving on, 70,000 white South Africans are interested in asylum in America. But who will support the welfare state in South Africa if they leave? Plus, let's not forget that American liberals will not like having refugees that aren't dependent on government handouts. Here's the difference between the refugees on the right versus the refugees on the left. The colonizers need to leave South Africa and give it back to their rightful owners so they can turn it into a new Wakanda. Number three, Michaela says that if a man uses the word mid to describe somebody on the internet, then he makes less than $100,000 a year. Looks like somebody didn't get the memo that shaming men won't work anymore because we don't have male-owned group preference. Unless you insult us individually, you're just wasting your efforts. We all know the truth, though. The women who judge men by income are the real mids. Up next, boomers say there's no housing problem and that young people just need to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and have lower expectations by buying a small cottage house, the way they did when they were 21. But they don't even build houses like this anymore. Today, there are only condos and McMansions in the exurbs. Young people are better off buying a house in rural Japan for $40,000 or $50,000. Here are some great homes in Franklin, Tennessee, only 800 miles away from major cities. And just look at those prices. Number 5, Kyle says that men are going to war and doing most of the heavy lifting in society. And all men ask in return from women is to stay slim, not cut their hair, and cook a bit. But feminists will say that it's men that are asking way too much. Men don't really ask for much except for women not to be lazy, just like we aren't lazy ourselves. But women these days will still be 50 or 100 pounds overweight with a bad attitude, and still pull a decent man. Moving on, the same way men will say they don't feel safe in their neighborhoods after literally voting in leftist parties to flood their countries with illegal migrants. From my experience, usually the liberal women live in the wealthier neighborhoods and aren't affected by diversity except for getting to enjoy the succulent Chinese and Indian meals or the falafel down the street. But the women that do experience true diversity, they need to deal with it because no one owes them protection. Number 7, what the hell happened to Bella Ramsey? I know it's not real and her face isn't small enough, but wouldn't we all be surprised if she went from looking like a constipated potato to looking hot? Everyone was watching The Last of Us for Joel, and she's just a child star that's well past her expiry date. I found the perfect match for her, Haley Joel Osment. They would make a great-looking couple together. Up next, Summer asks, do Republican women really want her in the bathroom with their husbands? Trans women want special bathroom privileges, and they're trying to scare women into thinking that they'll take all their men. Meanwhile, no one wants to date them. Only 1 or 2% of the male population, and those definitely aren't the top 10% of men. Plus, they don't really look this good. Patrick says impressive, but now let's see her without the TikTok filter. Number 9, should women go to prison for abusing men with false accusations in the courts? Obviously, yes. But they won't because the courts are gynocentric. They'll never learn their lesson. They'll just complain, where are all the good men, as men stop approaching them. Men are smartening up, and that's something women never expected. The best way to get rid of false allegations is for them to serve a double sentence that the man would have had with no early release. Either that, or they could choose to marry an incel without being able to divorce him. Moving on, a mushroom learns to crawl after being given a robot body. Looks like The Last of Us with robotic mushrooms is upon us. Damn it, I had zombies on my 2025 bingo card, and non-mushroom cyborgs. But to be honest, anyone who has ever done mushrooms will not find this all that surprising. If you think that's something, have you heard of the mushroom feasting on radioactive gamma rays in Chernobyl? This all sounds like it's part of the plot from The Attack of the Mushroom People. Number 11, in only 1 week, these four women were caught having sex with their students. 5 to 10 years ago, this would have been unheard of. I think that men going their own way from women is increasingly making them desperate for male attention. And they hardly ever go to prison. Usually jail for less than 90 days. Community service, and the most that usually happens is that they lose their jobs. I tried asking ChatGPT how many female teachers slept with their male students in 2024, and it said it couldn't share that information about teacher misconduct. Up next, look how evil Elizabeth was. She said that Trump was wrong about hydrochloroquine saving lives during the coup. Meanwhile, later on, she wrote a second article saying that it helps if coronavirus patients survive better. It seems like it was all about money and not about saving lives. This is all about gaslighting CNN viewers and trying to make them forget about their previous lies. CNN has blood on its hands, and I can't wait for the day when they finally go out of business. Number 13, Sasha says, "Dear South African farmers, why not move to Russia? There's plenty of land and no one will end you for it. This is bait for a trap, though. Wait until they move there and then they conscript them to fight in the Ukraine war. But apparently there are plenty of volunteers. If there actually were, then why did Putin just conscript 160,000 Russians in April? Russia has also been using North Korean soldiers and is throwing as many of them as they can at the Ukraine drones." Moving on, Amy Schumer says that John Cena was actually inside of her while filming a spicy scene together. Looks like Amy Schumer finally made a joke that's actually funny, because there's no way that Cena would want to get inside of her. Plus, I'm sure that he didn't actually want to take the risk of AIDS. Just as I thought, she said it jokingly, but back in 2015. So I guess she hasn't made a funny joke for over a decade now. Number 15, and speaking of getting AIDS, Lonely Fool star Andy Knight is hospitalized and not doing well after a 583-man challenge. The dildo of consequence rarely comes looped. I guess this is one of those rare times when it does. This is literally the definition of F around and find out. Whoring competitions to see who could bang the most blokes in a day were definitely not on my 2025 bingo card. If we want this to stop and go away, then men need to stop paying for this content. Up next, looks like New Hampshire is 94% white, and they're trying to figure out ways to change that. Do they really want more crime? Also, their 6% non-white diversity number is pretty low. It's a rookie number and they have to get it way up. The problem, of course, is the largest city, Manchester, which only has 114,000 people living in it, and not enough social services to attract the welfare cases. Plus, there's little to no public transit, which minorities rely on heavily. If you don't want enrichment, don't have public services and buses, and the problem seems to solve itself. Number 17, speaking of public transit, this low-cost air carrier will now officially launch standing seats only in 2026. So now you'll be flying like you're riding a roller coaster. I would also rather stand than sit in the current crammed coach seats. So long as the flight is relatively short, I bet this won't mean the seats will be cheaper. They'll be the same price as coach and they'll just raise the price of coach class. Can't wait to see those obese people trying to fit in these. Moving on, the Democrat Party first had a black senator back in 1993, and the first black Republican senator was in 1870. If I was black, I would think that the Democrats hate me and I'd never vote for them, especially considering that they're the party of slavery. The Democrats say they're anti-racists, but the truth is they only say that because they need the racism to continue so they can continue to exist as well. They are the party of creating problems instead of finding solutions. Number 19, continuing the theme of CNN, it looks like they're the grift that keeps on giving. This woman says that she's struggling and that sometimes her family eats and sometimes they don't. Yes, of course, because she looks like she's starving. But seriously, she could save up a ton of cash, no pun intended, if she just stopped eating for a month. Come on, guys, at least find a skinny person if you're going to make a story about how somebody doesn't have enough food to eat. Up next, this woman opened up her relationship, but she was never expecting that her boyfriend would bed six women on television. Looks like her plan to sleep around with Chad Rhodes backfired on her. Boo-hoo. The most important part about this story is the part about it being on television. Women are all about status, and she publicly humiliated herself. In truth, she probably wants him more than ever now, but she hangs her head in shame around everybody else. Number 21, these four girls all went on a girls' trip to Miami and came home pregnant. Looks like quite the cold factor they have going on there. I wouldn't be surprised if they all had the same baby daddy. But Greta thinks this is bad for the environment and is protesting them burning the coal to pay the toll. But thank God this is an edited photo because the babies are actually a different color. Someone has just posted the edited version as rage bait. Moving on, this woman says that she has a lesbian cousin that got married and signed on her papers of a birth certificate as the father. And 5 years later, they got divorced and the ex-wife filed for child support. Now her cousin is paying $1,600 a month for a kid that isn't even hers. Now she finally knows what it's like to be a divorced man that was cucked by some Chad Roan. I don't see a problem with that because she literally signed up for it. Number 23 is Lillian, and she's looking for a man to take her and her three little chocolate nuggets on road trips. Does she really need to delete this app because no one will take her? Or will some simp wife her up? Looks to me like she completely ruined her life by the age of 21. Where were her parents? You know, there must have been no dad in the picture. Just like this one. Also, who's paying for her tattoo fetish if she's got three children? Up next, foreign doctors in the UK are revealed to be behind 60% of all sex assaults on patients. But the NHS wants fewer of them taken to disciplinary hearings. As far as I'm concerned, AI doctors can't come soon enough. This vagina inspector is posting his credentials, so you ladies better present your schwing schwangs for him and grease them up real nice. This guy didn't spend all that money in fake medical school and get a degree from his cousin to not get a chance to touch the bobs and vagine. Number 25 and the last one, why do men like Jeff Bezos fall for women like this? During the inauguration, even Zuck the Cuck stopped drinking his water like a duck and started staring at her tatas. Why is a 50-plus single mother billionaire bait? You'd think they'd have much better options. You know that the future archaeologists are going to be baffled when they dig up her grave and find this one day. But this is still missing the fake nails, veneers, butt implants, fake eyelashes, and hair extensions too. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.